We learn Maseches Brachos Daf Yuches and Beis, and we're continuing Pshat in the Pasuk in Shmuel, talking about Beno Ben Yada. And there the Pasuk says, Beno Ben Yada Ben Ishchai, Rav Pa'alim Mekavtzel, Hu Ikeh Shnei Ari Amoyev, Hu Yard Hikeh Sarib, Hu Sech Abar V'yem HaShalek. We're continuing Pshat in this Pasuk. So the Pasuk says, right, the Rav Pa'alim, so this Beno Ben Yada was Rav Pa'alim Mekavtzel. What does that mean? Shariba V'kivetz Pa'alim Mateira. He gathered a whole group of Loim De Teira together. And the Payalim means people who toil in Taira. Who hika eshnei Ari Almayev? He killed two Ari Almayev. What does that mean? Doesn't mean that he killed them. It means he was greater than anyone who is in the two Batei Mikdashim. Shleiniyak Kamoisi Le Mikdash Rishon Le Mikdash Sheni. There was no one like him. Not in Mikdash Rishon. Not in Mikdash Sheni. Why they called the Ariel is always referring to the Beis Hamikdash, and Mayev. Moyav, Rashi says in Amud Aleph, is because David built the Beis HaMikdash. So it's called Moyav because David came from Rus HaMoyavia. So it means to say is that there was no one as great as him as in either Beis HaMikdash. V'hu yorad hikas ari b'seich habar v'yem ha'shalak. He went down and killed the ari in a bar v'yem ha'shalak. What does that mean? Ikad amri. One pshad means the tavar gezizi de barda. He broke the ice of the river, v'nochas v'tovel, went down to be toivel. Rashi says he was toivel for Keri, k'day lasik b'toira. And even though this was before the Takonas Ezra, still, he went down and he was toivel in order to learn. And what's Lashon Hikes Ari? So some say pshat is because he was misgaber ka'ari to be toivel in the freezing cold water. That's one pshat, what it means, Hikes Ari b'bar v'yoyim ha'shalag in a cold day. Ika d'amri, the Tana Sifra d'beirav v'yoyim d'sisva. He learned the whole Sifra de Beirav, it's a Taris Kahanim, in one winter day. That's what Yom HaShalag means. And what does Hikas Ari mean? Taisa says, because it's very chomer. Taris Kahanim is the most the hardest Sefer. And Mesech Abar means, it's the hardest Sefer from all the Svarim. He learned that in one winter day. And what's the significance of a winter day? The significance is that in a small day, he finished the whole Teres Kadim. And it says in the, I think, Targum Mishalmi, that was a Sar B'Tavis. That was the day he learned this whole thing. V'ameisim einam yoidim, I don't know what that significance is, was I state in Targum. V'ameisim einam yoidim u'ma, and the end of the Pasuk says, V'ameisim einam, so that was all to explain the first three words of the Pasuk. Ki achayim yoidim shiyamusu means, a tzaddik knows he's going to die. And how do you know a chayim is a tzaddikim from this pasuk of Noah ben Yada? V'ha-meisim ein yoidim u'ma, el rasham shebechayim kor meisim. A rasha, even when he's alive, he's called that he's dead. Shenemar, v'ata chol rasha nasi Yisrael. And actually, Rashi learns this pasuk is a pasuk in Yecheskel that was said to Tzidkiyo, and which is a pelet, Tzidkiyo was a shikol tzaddik. It was a tzaddik, and it says that you are a chalal rosh and osi Yisrael. And Rashi says, it calls him a chalal. Why? Because a dead person, a rosh is like a dead person. And why would you call Tzidkiyo a rosh? So there's fashidim and pshatim. One of pshatim are because he could have been meicha on his dar, and he wasn't meicha on his dar. The Mashah has a little bit of pshat. We know he had a shvua, he was over on a shvua to Vuchanetza, and that's why he was called a rosh. Look at the Mashah. That's one makar that a tzaddik, that a rasha is called the dead person, chalal rasha. But he's saying, v'halcha, pishnayim edim, oyeshloisha edim yumas hameis. So this is yumas hameis. What do you mean? Chayu. Only a chay dies, not a mace. Ela hameis miyikara. It's called a mace miyikara because he's a rasha. So now we're going to go back to the sugya. Do mesim know what's going on? We had a mechlekes Rav Chia and Rav Yenison in the basic forest. We're going to go right now with the bnei Rav Chia. Bnei Rav Chia, some say it's the twins. Rav Chia had twins, Chizkiyo and someone else. Two twins, neither of them the name of his twins. Bnei Rav Chia and Nofel Kiryasa, they went out into the city to check on their real estate. Aikuloa? Yehuda and Chizkiyo. Okay, Yehuda and Chizkiyo, yeah. One of the twins. Shkai. Nofel Kiryasa. Aikuloa Tamudayo. They forgot the learning. It became hard for them to learn. They couldn't learn the same way. They were trying to remember, something. They couldn't remember it. And they had a lot of tzar from this. You think our father knows about this tzar? Their father was dead already. How should he know? The pasuk says that children could be mechaber the father and they're not going to know about it. So why do you think he knows?
Ach, b'sari, I love yichav, nafshi, love to avel.
it says that even after he's dead, his bsar will hurt. And what does that mean? Rav Yitzchak, kosher rimala meis, a worm to a dead person is kemachat to basar chai. It's like a needle in a basar chai. So he, once the other one said he does know what's going on. Amri, the answer, b'tzara didu yadi. The amaze knows, feels his own tzar. B'tzara d'achrina lo yadi. He doesn't know someone else's tzar. So that was the discussion here. They were arguing, they weren't sure if a mace knows and someone else what's going on by someone else. There was a mace who went to a chassid. A chassid, either, the Gemara says, either Rabbi Huda ben Eloi or Rabbi Huda ben Bava, I think. One of the Rabbi Hudas is a chassid echad. Shunasan dinner, he was very poor. Gavuri Gemara Dharm, he was very poor. Shunasan dinner la'ani be'erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah, he had one dinner on him. He's about to go buy the head of the fish. And he met the Ani, and he gave away the whole dinner, Mishnei Betzurais, in Hunger Years. He came home, and his wife wasn't happy. He says, where's the food? And he got into a little fight with his wife. And what did he have to do? He couldn't sleep at home. He went to sleep in the Ves HaKvaros. This is a Rosh Hashanah night. Ayim HaShah, who is very tzarachin, this chosik, was sleeping in the Ves HaKvaros at night. He heard two neshamas talking to each other. And remember, this is Yom Hadin. One said to her friend, it was two girls who were nifta young. So one said to her friend, "Chaverti, come fly with me, you know, in the world. Hear what's going on behind the mechitza. My prani is bal olam. What prani is coming to the world this year?" It's Rosh Hashanah. I can't go. Shani kvuru machzal shakanim. I got buried in a machzal shakanim and not in a regular pishton tachrichim. They buried her in like a reeds because they were very poor. So she was embarrassed to go out. There's no guf. So the mafarshim say, Rishonim say, the advice to is that the neshama looks like the same way they were buried. We'll say another pshat soon from the slach maybe. So she says she can't go out. She's in Machtel Shokonim. Ella, lechi at, go yourself. Mashat Shemas, Amrili, you tell me what happened. Halchi, she went herself. Rishonto above, Amrila Chavrta, she came back and she said, I'm going to tell you what's going on. Amrila Chavrta. Chaverti, so the Chaverti said, Chaverti, Masham Macharia Pargut, what do you hear? Amrullah, you know what I heard? Shemati, Shekol Hazarei of Ravira, Shaina Bar Malkoisei. There's three different times of planting in the beginning of the winter, Ravira Shaina, Shnia Shlishis. Does anyone plants in the first Ravira, which goes from Yud Zayin Cheshvin to Chav Gimel Cheshvin? So he says, anyone plants in the first Ravira, Bar Malkoisei, there's going to be hail that's going to destroy it. So here, Rabbi Yehuda ben Eloi, Rabbi the Chassid, heard this. So when it came time to plant, Holchu v'zar b'Ravia Shnia, Shakolam Kulai Laka. The whole world and their crop was destroyed. Kulai Laka, Shalai Loi Laka, but his didn't get destroyed because he knew that he had the insider trading. L'shana Acheres, the next year, he said, "This is a good idea to find out what's going to be this year." It's a Tzara Panasa. Holch v'lam v'esek varas. When did we get the v'esek varas? Let's go fly to the around the world and go behind the mechitza and find out what's going on. My price for loyalam. Did I tell you I can't go? I'm buried in a shakanim. You go tell me. So here I'll tell you it's Tzach's pshat, because the question is, how taka did she forget last year? I told you last year, because nothing changed. She didn't like all of a sudden get tachrichim over the year. Like, what did she think asking again to come with her? She knew already that she ain't coming. The only one not coming because she has machzal shakanim. So look at Tzach, a different pshat a little bit. He says that the body doesn't decompose until it takes a while to decompose. The reason why they put him in pishton tachrichim is it helps the body decompose. And the only way they can fly around is only if they don't have a body, if they have only neshama. So the first year she tells him that, no, I didn't decompose yet. I'm hamachtel shakonim. So okay, she couldn't go. The next year he asked her, maybe did you decompose yet? She says, no, I'm still hamachtel shakonim. I still didn't decompose yet. So that's why. And that's why she couldn't go. And that's also why she couldn't go, because she didn't decompose yet. Machzal Shekhanim, not just embarrassed, because it was an impediment to decomposing. That's a slach's pshat. Okay. So the Gemara, Kitza, second year again. So she goes herself. Elchiat, mashat shmas ba'av amrli. Holcha v'shato ba'av amrla. Chaverta chaverti. Mashamat machari park. What do you hear? Amrla shemati shkaz rev revia shnia. This year, whoever does the second revia is going to be up the creek. Shidof emalka, he says, be a wind that dries it out. Holach v'zara revia shoyna. So the chassid went and was planted in the first revia. So this year again, shkolam kulay nishtaf. The whole world's crap got dried out. V'shaloi lo nishtaf. His did not get dried out. What?
The whole world changed the planting.
Yeah, because last year. They saw last year. Yeah. So Kitzar Huda was mama. She was, this chassid really had the scoop. Last year, you chapped what to do, and nothing happened to yours. And again, this year, you know exactly what to do. Last year with the hail, this year with the wind. The husband tells the whole truth, exactly what happened. Omru, so we had this lady who was not the best wife, obviously. She knew the secret. One time, it wasn't long, they had a fight, this wife, Chassid's wife, and the mother, who Nebuch lost her daughter, they got into a fight. So she knew how to, you know, give it good. She made fun of him, and said, hey, let me go see your daughter who was buried in Achzal Shekhanim. No one knew that. No one was about a Tahara. And like I said, hey, so how do you know that? You know, she was mamash amazed how she knew that, and it was very insulting to the mother. L'shana acheres, the next year, the chassid goes to the Beis HaKvaros, Havlam Beis HaKvaros, v'shama oisim ruchas v'sabra zu and zu. They heard them talking to each other. Omer l'chaverti, bo v'noshu v'aylam v'nishma v'chari v'pargim ha'pronis v'aylam. Let's go fly around the world to find out what's going to be next year. Omer l'chaverti hanicheni. Leave me alone. People already know what we're talking about. The people heard about this. So what do you see? Alma Yadi. You see that they know what's going on. They see we know what's going on. You see they heard about this.
It's
so
pain.
What?
It's her pain.
It's not her pain. It's her mother.
About her.
And yeah, still what? I know. So you're answering a different question that the Ilm was asking, like, why only now, when one lady made fun of the other lady, this chassid told over his wife also, and they didn't know about it then. Only after this happened did they know about it. What took so long? Teretz says it must be the only, even if they know other things, they have to know something that's a gay of them, that's what you're saying. But still, it's not their own pain, it's their mother's pain. It's not their own pain, it's not a rima going to them, it's their mother's pain. So the kasha, you see, they know. And for the Gemara, no, it's not a riot. Maybe they don't know. Maybe someone else died in between that story, that fight, and the next Rosh Hashanah, someone else died and came and told them what happened, what's going on in this world, that this lady knows already what's going on. So in charge of being a riot vaita now, do they know all the things going on? Tashema. The Ziri have a mafka zuzigabi ashvazichte. Ziri was staying somewhere in the inn, and he gave his money, entrusted his money with the lady who owned the kretchma. Ad osim also made Rav, but he came back from his medrash. Shchiva, she was dead, and he had no idea where she put the money. Also, Basrul Chatzim Avos, he went after her to the Beis HaKvaros. Amrul Azuzi Heicha, Amrul Azil Shaklino, go take him and tusei tzinura de dasha v'duch plan. In a certain place under the door socket where the door goes around, the door turns. In that door socket is the money. And also, and she was nifta young, this lady, and tell my mother, she says, tell my mother, Tashali Master Koy, send me my comb, the Gavisoya de Kuchla, and my makeup cylinder, Bahadi Planisa, the Asalamacha, with that other lady who's dying tomorrow. And why did she say that? So Rashi's like, Agavas Nefesh, she was showing the Agavas, she's still young, still put on makeup, and she died young. That's what she was saying. But either way, she did say that tomorrow someone's dying. How does she know? Amayade. See, she knows what's going on. So tomorrow's not a ray either. Dilma, Duma, Kodam, Amachazlu. Maybe someone, she heard the Malach HaMava is announcing that he's coming tomorrow. Doesn't mean he knows that they have epic idea what's going on in this world. So it's not a ray. Let's try another ray. Toshima. Davud Shmuel Vakam Mafkadi Gabe Zuzati Yasme. Shmuel was, he took care of the Karen for the Yisoyim. He had a lot of money from Yisoyim in his possession. Kinoch Nafshi, when he died suddenly. Shmuel was not next to him. And he had no idea what the money was. Bar Ochel Zuzi Diasme. They used to call Shmuel the son of the person who ate, who destroyed all the Zuzi Diasme. So Shmuel wanted to fix this up. Also, Abashmi the Chatzim Avis. He went to the basic forest. He said, "Beina Abba. I need Abba. Abba's my father. His name, Shmuel's father's name was Abba." He says, "Where's Abba?" Amalei, Abba Tuva Ika. There's a lot of Abba in this basic forest. Ika Hocha. Amalu, Beina Abba Ba Arba. I need Abba, the son of Abba. I'm like, Abba, Abba, Nami, Tuva Ika. A lot of Abba, Abba's here. Hocha. Amalu, Beina Abba Ba Arba, Vu the Shmuel. I need Abba, Abba, Vu the Shmuel. Oh, that they knew already. Heicha, where is he? Amalei, Solikla Masifta Rakia. He's already in Masifta Rakia. He's not here. Adahachi was looking around the basic forest. Chazi Levi, the Yosef Avroi, he saw there was a circle of Mesim, and Levi was sitting outside the circle. So he asked him two questions. Omalei, am I Yosef Avroi? Why are you sitting outside the circle? And my time is locked, and why aren't you in the Masifta Derekiah? Two questions. So let me answer the second question. Omalei, the Omrali, they told me, Kol Kihanach Shoni, Lois Lakhtam Masifta Derebi Ofas. There was a story where he didn't go to Rabbi Ofas's Shir. And Rav Ofas felt bad about this. The story of Mesechta Ksuvos. Vachlishto daita, and he was upset. Lemalinalach, all that time is getting a oinish that lemalinalach lemesifta rakia. He can't go up to mesifta rakia, and I guess that's why he's sitting outside the row because he wasn't belong there either because he was chashuv enough to go to mesifta rakia. But lemaisel zaita goinish, he couldn't go up. And the hachivachi, as they were schmoozing, also avua. Shmuel's father showed up. He was crying and laughing. So Shmuel asked his father, "My time, why are you crying? You are coming very soon. Like soon. Means we're asking Hashem quickly bring Mashiach. He says, you're coming soon. That's why he's crying. And my time, why are you laughing? He told Shmuel because you're very chashuv in this world. Amalei, so Shmuel asked his father, "Chashivna, if I'm so chashiv, I lay no Levi. I'm telling you, put Levi into a sifter rakia. I Levi, Taka brought Levi up to sifter rakia. Amalei, Zuzi Yasme, Heicha, where is the Zuzi Yasme? Amalei, Zil Shaklina Ba'amsa Derechaya. It's in the Moishav of the Rechayim, which means in the bottom, it's the Rechayim is like there's two stones on top of each other. It's in the bottom stone, which is the base of the grinder. Eloi v'titoi, and there's a pile of money, and like different levels. Eloi v'titoi, the top and the bottom, the don is our money. Umitzi, the middle money is the yasmeh. Omalei, my time of adachi, why do you put the money that way? Omalei, igamvi, gnuvi, if you can have them come, gamvi, megamvi, they're going to steal our money. V'achle, if the ground makes it, destroys it, achle, megidon, they will eat from our money. So he's very careful with the money. So tomorrow, Amma, the Yadi, see that the Shmuel knew, Avu, the Shmuel knew he's coming. So they know what's going on in this world. So tomorrow, Dilma Shani Shmuel, Kiv the Choshev, Kadome, Umachar is Ponomachav. This Shmuel's Choshev, they already were announcing in the Masif de Rakia, make place, and therefore they knew that Shmuel is coming. So tomorrow, that we have, that's all that Nerav Chia. We have a form of Chia, Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan said that Mesim Loyodom Umo, don't know anything. So tomorrow, I have Rabbi Yonasan himself, hard debate. Don't know Shmuel Barach, Menor Rabbi Yonasan. Nine Lemesim Shashab Mazem Zeh. How do you know that Mesim talk to each other? And they do know Umo, do know something. Shinema, by Yom Hashem Elov. This is Hashem talking to Moshe. Zoysa Arthur Shbatel Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, Lamar. This Eretz Yisrael is the thing that I swore to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Lema. My Lema, my Kosh Baruch Hu, the Moshe, Lecha Amar Lahem, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Shvu Shem Shvat Lahem Kvar Kiyam Til Vanechem. The Shvua that I swore to them, I was Mekayim. Even though then they didn't get Eretz Yisrael yet at the end of Parash Yisrael Sabracha, but they started, Sichem Va'oig, they got it ready. And he says, go tell them that I was Mekayim the Shvua. V'isakad Ad Liyadu, if they don't know, they don't understand anything, they only have Tzara the Gufa, they don't understand things, Ki Amalu Mayhava. What do you mean? What does it mean they're going to tell them? They don't understand anything. Elamai, because the kids, so you see from here that they understand something. As a break of my kasha, I did kasha. Elamai, the other, they know. Lomel lemeima, what I have to tell them then? They know what's going on. So tomorrow, lachzuk le tibus la Moshe. So they thank Moshe for facilitating the whole Eretz Yisrael, and therefore that's why it said lemar. But you see, Rabbi Yonasan agreed now that they do know besides Sarah the Gufa, they do know what's going on in this world.